from the worldwide TV coverage of the Olympic Games to the platform of the acceptance speech of the President of the United States to the smallest church in the rural backwoods everywhere, we hear the strains of Amazing Grace. Where in the world did we get that song? How does its story relate to you and me? The story of John Newton is truly the story behind Amazing Grace. One would be hard-pressed to imagine, let alone to live, a blasphemous life equal to Newton's early years. In his youth, he became the captain of a slave ship, landing at least one load of his human cargo in Charleston, South Carolina. It is reported that at times he was so drunk and destitute that even his crew regarded him as little more than an animal. Once he fell overboard and his ship's crew refused to drop a boat to him, instead they threw a harpoon at him, with which they dragged him back into the ship. He seemed oblivious to the plight of the poor souls chained in the hold of the ship. His willful and wanton disregard for all that is right and holy led him into a life plagued with despair, dangers at sea, abuse, public floggings, destitution, depression, near drownings, and miraculous escapes. During those years, Newton often entered into a state of spiritual awakening. Consequently, those times were short-lived, and he invariably lapsed into a more wicked and loathsome direction. One particular harrowing experience at sea was used of the Lord to cause young Newton to seriously consider his standing before a holy God. After being at sea for several months with a load of lumber, livestock, and beeswax, the ship ran into a violent storm. So severe was the gale that the otherwise seaworthy vessel was in danger of sinking. When the livestock were washed overboard, the crew tied themselves to the ship to keep from being swept into the sea. For four weeks, because of damage to the ship, the sailors despaired of life. Most of their waking hours were spent at the pumps to lighten the ship of water she had taken on. Rations were so low the men feared starvation. When they finally reached the port in Ireland, the frightening experience at sea was used by the Holy Spirit to bring Newton to a personal acceptance of Christ as his Savior. As he looked for growth, he was greatly aided and influenced by the evangelist George Whitfield as well as the Wesleys. The story of his conversion was used effectively in his preaching as a pastor in only near Cambridge, England. Until the time of his death at the age of 82, John Newton never ceased to marvel at God's mercy and grace that had so dramatically changed his life. Shortly before his death, a spokesman for the church suggested that he consider retirement because of his failing health, his failing eyesight and memory. Newton replied, "What, shall the old African blasphemer stop while he can still speak?" On occasion before his death, he is quoted as proclaiming with a loud voice during a message, "My memory is nearly gone, but I remember two things, that I am a great sinner and that Christ is a great Savior." The next time you hear the hauntingly beautiful Amazing Grace, remember that you too can experience the same saving grace as John Newton. Yeah.